happen, but this is, you know, year two for Mitchell with the bad luck of the finger and having to wear a club. So what do you kind of hope to see out of a guy that can't use one hand?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's unfortunate. You know, Mitch has been working hard, and just like all our guys who want him out there. But, you know, he's a tough kid. He'll grind through it. And, you know, unfortunately, that's part of the game. I mean, you know, once you get to the point where the medical staff feels that, you know, you're able to play, you know, in this business, you got to go out and perform.
Even with the injury, have you been at all surprised about how it seems like that Jared's kind of fit right into things? Jared Cook, he seems like he just kind of fit right into the offense almost seamlessly, but just my perspective on that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing with Jared, and I know we talked about it before, is just operationally, you know, understanding the scheme and what we're trying to get done, but there's a lot of little nuances and details that are constantly going to be a thing that with evolution of time and with experience with the offense that you may not see. That, you know, obviously it's a process and continuing to grow. And so that's the big thing, is getting the details down and the fundamentals and the techniques that we're asking. Because at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the fundamentals and the details within the game. But he's been doing a good job as far as you know, his preparation, and now it's just, you know, with each rep, each day, you know, get better and better with what we're trying to get done. But like with all our guys, I mean, you know, we got a long ways to go. I mean, it's going to be a progress, certainly, but obviously we're off to a good start.
Has he caught the ball better than maybe thought he might? I remember I think Pro Football Focus on those stats versus had him among the league leaders in drops at the position last year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm the least guy that's going to look at statistics and everything. I mean, to me, I look at it when you got a player, it's a fresh start for everybody. So I don't have any notions about what was in the past. I only know what I see on film and what I see every day, and you know, obviously the job is to catch the ball. And, you know, I think with all our guys, that's something that we try to work on, you know, every day. I mean, it's emphasized by Coach McCarthy, and we're constantly doing things for, you know, for guys, for the skill of catching and different kind of ball drills. So we certainly would want that from all our guys.
Brian, what does Backman need to do to take the next step, do you think?
I think with KB, I mean, just the more he gets comfortable, you know, finding what his role is going to be, whatever way he can help this football team. And, you know, he's going out there. He's working hard. And, you know, it'll sort itself out in the next couple weeks. I mean, this is obviously around the National Football League. These next 2 weeks are big, and our players know that. They're big for the growth, the development, and they're big for them to – you know, see how they're going to fit, because at the end of the day, it's about helping the Green Bay Packers win and, you know, keeping the best 53 to do that.
Brian, I know we didn't get a chance to talk to you after the Cleveland game, but what did you think of the production you got out of, you know, both Kennard and then also with, you know, Justin kind of stepping up here?
Well, I mean, I think when you look at production, a lot of that falls into what the game plan is, where you're trying to attack, what the defense is doing. And I think with the tight end position, you know, some games could be more than others, and really it's predicated on what the coverage is doing and, you know, where the quarterbacks go with the ball. And I think that, you know, our quarterbacks do a great job based on coverage of where they're going to go and where they're going to get in the progression and get the ball, you know, to the receiver that's going to take advantage of the coverage. So obviously, that game, it just happened to go to the tight ends. Some other games, it's going to go elsewhere. And that's where, you know, everybody on this offense has to be accountable and do their job.
Brian, what does Perillo do technique-wise that makes him so good at, it would seem, correct me if I'm wrong, but creating that little bit of separation so he can make the catch, and then he seems to catch pretty much everything thrown his way. What is his little skill set there, would you say?
You know, I think, you know, Justin's a guy, and I think I said it last week. I mean, he has a good understanding of, you know, the offense, which helps. And it's about being in the spot when you need to be in the spot and you know, understanding leverage, how the defense is playing you. Those things all factor in. And, you know, if you do those things, I mean, the ball will find you when the coverage dictates. So, you know, and we all got a long way to go with that. But I think the more we can understand defenses come off the ball with speed, you know, you have an opportunity for the ball to find you. And Justin's been working on that, to his credit.